Bonus content, the meeting. A Seascapes and Vegas Mistakes prequel. Isabel Shipley smiled at the client, who now walked away with the gallery manager to finish up the purchase details, and smoothed a hand down her gold-sequined cocktail dress. Her feet were killing her in the 6-inch stilettos she wore, but she'd decided some Vegas glam was definitely in order when it came to her gallery showcase. The last-minute invitation might have been insulting to some, but she'd decided to look at it as an opportunity. That's why she'd scrambled to pack and ship her work, and now stood inside of one of Vegas's vast hotels, greeting locals and visitors alike. That looked like a promising transaction. She turned at the sound of the deep voice and sucked in a quick breath. She'd noticed the man immediately when he'd wandered through the gallery doors, and in the last hour he'd made the rounds, lingering in her section and focusing on her paintings as though they were great works of art. She'd kept an eye on him as he'd studied her paintings, her mind whirling with the need to memorize his lean lines and angles for later, when she was home and able to create. "I believe so. Your work is amazing, Miss Shipley." Heat flooded into her face, and she blamed the hot spotlights shining down from above, even though they were focused on the art rather than the room. "Thank you. Please call me Isabel," she said, holding out her hand. "Everett Drake. Nice to meet you, Isabel. Michael said you were talented, but I wasn't sure what to expect." "Michael." "Devoncourt," he specified. "You know my cousin?" she asked, unable to hide her surprise. Everett nodded and held her hand longer than necessary, and she enjoyed the tingle of his touch racing up her arm. Like, seriously, was he for real? "We're associates. Michael knew I'd be in Vegas this weekend and mentioned you'd be here and why. I'm glad I decided to check it out." "Me too. That's so sweet. I was told the last night is usually slow, so a friendly face is most welcome." Oh, was he ever. The man was gorgeous. Tall, dark-haired with just a smattering of gray peeking through at his temples when he turned his head. He wore a dark charcoal suit that appeared tailor-made to fit his body. "Things look to be wrapping up. I don't suppose you would like to join me for a celebration drink after you're finished here?" She bit back a girlish squee and forced herself to keep her cool. After all, if Michael knew him and told Everett to check her out, well, that alone labeled him as safe. "I'd like that." "Great. There's a bar next door. I'll wait for you there." "Okay." Isabel watched him walk away, feeling more than a little wide-eyed at what had just transpired. She fought the urge to fan her face, and was glad she hadn't lifted her hand when Everett glanced back at her one last time before leaving the gallery, his gaze sliding over her like she wasn't the only one doing some memorizing. She spent another 20 minutes talking to the gallery curator and saying goodbye to the friend who'd thought to include her when they'd had a cancellation. The remaining paintings would be packed and shipped once the display date was over and sales finalized. That done, she'd grabbed her bag and ran into the gallery bathroom to freshen her makeup, and took a fortifying breath before walking over to where Everett Drake waited. He stood the moment he caught sight of her, and welcomed her to the table by holding her chair while she settled. "Are you hungry?" he asked. "I'll treat you to a celebratory dinner." "No, not really. But please feel free to get something if you like." He smiled at her, and she found herself returning the grin. "I'm fine. Champagne?" "Oh yes, please." He lifted a hand, and the waiter immediately appeared with a bottle of Dom. They really were going to celebrate. She jumped when the waiter popped the cork, and flushed when Everett chuckled softly at her response. The waiter poured two glasses, and once the waiter left, Everett lifted his glass and held it while she matched his movements. "To your talent and success." "To new friends," she added. Everett tipped his head in response to her toast, their gazes locked as they each sipped. So, tell me about Isabel. Even though there was no reason to blush, she felt the heat scalding her face. There was just something about him. I'm an artist, she said, smiling when he did. Tell me something no one else knows. The husky timbre of his voice left shivers racing over her skin. I'm not sure how to answer that. I don't think I know you well enough yet to share those kinds of secrets. He grinned and dipped his head as though acknowledging her point, and poured them another glass. What about you? Any secrets you'd like to share? She asked. I've never been to Vegas before. Oh. Same. Have you gone to any shows? Toured the casinos? The next hour was spent drinking the Dom and exchanging stories about miscellaneous things. She discovered Everett was in Vegas to attend his father's wedding, though the news didn't seem to be something he celebrated. Everett also admitted to a secret addiction to old 80s movies from the Gen X era, and that led to a debate over the best movie ever. You'll never top Princess Bride. I think I can, she said. With? Can't Buy Me Love. Ah, that is a good one, he said with an agreeable nod. Patrick Dempsey in his glorious nerdom and pre-heartthrob days. Once the Dom was gone, Everett leaned forward and brushed his fingertips over her cheek, smoothing her hair away from her face. She noticed his gaze lower and couldn't keep from wetting her lips. His eyes darkened, and another shiver shot through her. Have you gambled while you've been here? He asked, changing the subject. She bit her lower lip and shook her head. I haven't really had time. And I leave tomorrow, so. The answer is no. He moved his hand into his jacket pocket and removed his wallet, pulling out several bills to pay the tab and tip generously. There's no time to waste then, Everett said, as he got to his feet and held out a hand for her. What's your pleasure? She hadn't spent so much as a quarter in a slot machine, so after they left, Everett escorted her to an empty one. They played a few rounds, laughing all the while at some of the characters camped out in front of the other machines. From there, they tried their hand at blackjack, and Izzy was well aware of the admiring looks Everett received from female passers-by. Everett had that classic kind of handsomeness found in old black-and-white movies, the ones where angled jawlines, tailored suits, and quippy damsels in distress were a thing. After losing several hands to the house, they moved on to roulette. Winner gets a kiss, Everett murmured into her ear as he placed several chips on black. Maybe it was the champagne slowly fading from her system, or the geeky side of Everett that loved old movies, or the fact he seemed just a bit sad, and she wanted to make him laugh and remember their Vegas adventure fondly. Whatever it was, she bit her lip and stared up at him as she placed her bet on red. Your prize? He asked. She pondered the question for a long moment. If I win, we go to one of those fake wedding chapels to get married and send Michael the photos for a prank, she said, the words leaving her in a gush because she couldn't believe she had the audacity to propose marriage, even a fake one, to someone she barely knew. He's always pulling pranks with me and my cousins, and it's about time I freak him out, if only a little. Everett's rumbling laugh and gorgeous smile filled her stomach with butterflies and the slow burn of something she couldn't allow herself to acknowledge for fear it wasn't reciprocated. Deal. She shot him what she hoped was a flirtatious glance from beneath her lashes and placed her chips on red. Izzy bit her lower lip, watching as the attendant set the wheel in motion. She found herself holding her breath, hoping beyond hope for the night to get a whole lot more interesting. Seconds later, she gasped out a laugh and turned to bask in her triumph. Looks like we're going to the chapel, she said in a sing-song voice. It took mere seconds to Google the closest fake chapel and head in that direction. They laughed and flirted on their way out of the casino, and when a group of four men stumbled their way too close, Everett wrapped a protective arm around her shoulders and pulled her to his side, shielding her from their drunken revelry. Isabel leaned her head on Everett's shoulder, breathing in his tantalizing cologne and memorizing every detail of this day. Maybe it was crazy and over the top, but it was her last night in Vegas, and she was up for something fun and silly after a week of stress. Especially when it involved the gorgeous man beside her. What woman wouldn't want to fake marry a man like him? And she'd have pics to show for it. Something to remember this wonderful night where her career was finally looking up and she'd snagged the attention of Michael's gorgeous friend, who made her pulse flutter and her knees weak. They made their way through the crowd and down the street to the building, following the map's walking directions until they reached a set of doors. "Here comes the bride and groom," she said. Everett's smile and the slight shake of his head left her laughing, and she burst into the building the moment he opened the door. It didn't take long. The chapel had the process down to a science, and within moments she was tucked into a long white dress, handed silk flowers and a veil, and followed the attendant to the chapel area where Everett waited in a tuxedo that looked a size too small for his tall frame. The officiant looked like a former Elvis impersonator, but as the photographer clicked away, they took their vows, and Everett slid a gaudy, cheesy double dice ring on her finger before he tugged her close for their wedding kiss. A kiss that seemed to surprise him, too, if his heated expression was anything to go by when he lifted his head. The second kiss was longer, deeper than the first, and she gasped for air and clarity when the officiant cleared his throat and mentioned others were waiting. They quickly changed back into their street clothes and gathered the photos and fake marriage certificate from the receptionist. Standing in a corner of the busy lobby, Izzy took a pic of their photo and texted it to Michael, smiling at the conversation as messages flew back and forth between them. "Mr. and Mrs. What? We got married. When in Vegas. Seriously? Yup. Everett is a great guy. We just decided to go for it. Why not?" Everett's phone buzzed, and he removed it from his pocket and chuckled when he saw Michael's name. They kept the game up for several minutes, until Izzy pushed it too far when she said she and Everett were honeymooning in Morocco. Michael messaged back that he knew better, since he had an upcoming meeting with Everett that the man wouldn't dare miss, and their prank unraveled from there. Laughing at their fun and Michael's admission that they'd pranked him, Everett tugged her out the door of the chapel, and they returned to the hotel where it had all started. Everett kissed her on the elevator and then walked her back to her room, his arm around her shoulders, even though this time there were no drunken strangers making it necessary. "That was fun," she said outside her room. "Now when we play Never Have I Ever, we can say we've been married in Vegas." Everett chuckled at her words, and as always, a thrill coursed through her. She liked his deep, rumbling laugh, even though it had sounded a bit rusty at the beginning of the night. She passed the keycard over the black face above the knob and opened the door to stash her purse and the oversized envelope with their photos and certificate on the hall table. Everett blocked the door and kept it from closing, watching, and she could feel the heat of his gaze on her skin. "It was really nice to meet you, Everett. You made my last night in Vegas the best." "I feel the same." She wished she had more nerve, enough to be as bold as her mother believed her to be. So, I have an early flight. I should, you know." She watched as Everett's gaze lowered to her lips, and she instinctively flicked her tongue to wet them. A goodnight kiss, a goodbye kiss from him would not be a bad thing. She heard his low groan, the breath leaving her lungs in response as he stepped forward and let the door shut behind him. He gently prodded her back against the wall and lowered his head, pressing his lips to hers. That kiss. Everett stole her senses, her mind. She wrapped her arms around his neck and reveled in the embrace as one kiss blended into many, many more. It was the goodbye she didn't want on a night she didn't want to end. But her flight left first thing in the morning, and she didn't do things like this. Meet men in bars and Isabel. Her name was a low growl filled with every ounce of desire and awareness she felt in response to his touch, and she understood the silent question. She lifted onto her toes to kiss him again, so she could close her eyes and pretend all would be fine in the morning, even though she knew she'd leave a part of her heart behind. Everett raised his head and avoided her kiss, and when she felt his fingers gently grasp her chin, she forced her lashes up and stared into his gaze as he searched hers. That low rumbling growl mixed with a groan made her toes curl. And then he kissed her again.